Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James, Breezy, and Lynette Adams from News at NBC joining us this morning. Lynette, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are the both of you?
We're good!
You know, Lynette, I gotta be honest. I went in a bit of a spiral last night.
He did. I was talking him off a ledge.
We all have these nights, right? And look, we did a whole thing last week. It's okay to not be okay. There's a lot going on right now, and it's trying to process all of it can be really exhausting. So I kind of hit a wall. I feel like I'm okay now.
Lynette, you know, working in media, yeah. I feel like we all need to stick together and advocate for one another of like, we know what we signed up for taking this job. Mm-hmm. It's all fun and games until people start just coming for you. And like, it's very easy to let it roll off your back. Yeah. It's very easy to ignore. But I will agree with Corey. Some days it's just, it's so in your face. And yesterday was one of those days. It was coming at us from all angles. Facebook, Twitter, DMs.
I can relate.
I spent way too much time on Twitter. Way too much time.
It's been a tough year, I think, for everyone, but particularly those of us who are in this every day. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not a day that I don't read a story about the death toll due to the coronavirus or some other horrible or horrific thing. So I totally understand, and you have to make sure you keep those channels of communications open with your loved ones and close friends and talk it out.
Well, you were saying we talked last week with you last Friday about how you you do self-care, and for you, you said it was a lot of conversations with your friends and family and just talking it out. And maybe I was being a little dramatic when I said I spiraled last night, but I definitely was very in need of one of those vent sessions where you can just kind of get it all out of your system, and then all right, deep breath, dive back in, let's move back on. So here we are.
Totally agree. Well, and you know, we've probably needed it a little bit more this year, and it's okay. Like you said earlier, it's okay not to be okay, to admit it and to be open about it. I think it's great to talk about it.
And especially now where it seems to be we're getting to another level. Obviously, yesterday, what was it, 300 confirmed cases? The most since the pandemic began. We're creeping towards that 5%. We're at 4.34 right now, I think, in Monroe County.
4.8.
We're up to 4.8. Oh, even better. Okay.
The region. I'm sorry. That's the region.
The region. Got it. Okay.
The region is 4.8.
Still
and
bad.
Monroe County's yellow zone, I should say, is 5.69.
All right, so we kind of see the writing on the wall here, unless there's some sort of miraculous turnaround. But I don't know, Breeze, maybe we're being too pessimistic here, but it doesn't seem like it's in the cards.
I'm sorry. I literally...
Did you just black out?
I'm sorry. No. You know how we were talking about people coming at us from all angles?
Yeah.
So we didn't respond to one of the guys last night, and he just followed up, doubled down.
Okay.
So I was just a little distracted by him. He says he's turning it over to the news channel. So Lynette, be on the lookout for that one.
Oh good, breaking news right here. Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. Oh. Anyways, we need to talk about everything that's been going on.
We were talking about it.
Well, we were kind of working while you were there ringing.
Oh, my gosh. I'm back, guys. I'm back. Okay. I'm back.
All right.
I'm back.
So
it's Friday.
We were talking about the positivity percentages as they continue to rise. And the restrictions going to play again today. That's another thing, right? Can we roll?
Right.
Let's roll through that.
Let's roll through those again. And that makes everyone happy.
Yeah, right. Do we have to?
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, starting today, you know that it means restaurants and bars will have to close at 10 o'clock at night. They can stay open if they are serving to-go orders,
right,
takeout food. Restrictions for gatherings, a maximum of 10, and I'm talking about private gatherings in your home, 10 people maximum, although, you know, the state is really encouraging people not to get together this mm-hmm. year, adding to everything else that you're feeling, Corey,
yeah,
on the rest of us. Health clubs also have to close at 10 o'clock. And I think that's everything.
Yep.
Restaurants, bars, health clubs.
So that goes into effect today at 10 p.m., correct?
Yes, everything will close at 10 p.m. I mentioned that, and no more than 10 people. I think that's it. Bowling alleys are included in that as well. And really, it's any business that has a liquor license. They have to close by 10 unless they're serving food only to go.
Got it.
Did we get any more info on the cocktails to go?
I don't know if Lynette looked into that. That was something we brought up with Brennan yesterday.
I mean, I think it's one of the most pressing questions, but okay.
The last time I did the last story that I read, which I think was last week, was the state was going to allow it.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. There we go.
Wait. Hold it.
Yep. Oh, breaking news.
Yeah, oh. I think that it was under consideration.
Okay.
Oh.
Got it.
Too
all right.
Quick to jump the gun.
All right. So what we're saying is it's not definitely no. We're also saying it's not definitely yes.
Right.
We're saying maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe. I brought it up yesterday because that had been kind of one of the big changes that you could get drinks to go. And then I noticed in the release they said it was only food. So I was curious on that. Maybe we'll get more information on that, I'm sure, as the weekend moves on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
But today,
the positive is, these businesses are asked to close early, but they're not shutting them down.
Got it.
That is a positive.
If we want to look at the positive, you know, back in March, the governor just shut everything down.
Right.
Restaurants can only serve takeout. They're still allowing people to dine, and you just can't have a table of more than four people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Got it.
So, mm-hmm. So there is a bright side to everything.
Of course, Lynette. Today's a big day, not only for all the rules and restrictions that are going to be put into place come 10 o'clock this evening, but also cashless tolls.
Breezy has been weirdly excited about this story.
It has literally no effect on me.
Why do you?
I've had an easy pass since I could drive.
You always just really, really get super happy when we're talking about cashless tolls. I mean, it's the passion topic. It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why that's so exciting to you, but yes, that starts tonight.
Yep.
So that means you have to have an easy pass. You cannot get on the thruway and think, oh, maybe they'll just take my cash this time. Sorry. If you don't have an easy pass, you will get billed. So, I mean, that's not such a bad thing.
And build more. It's important to know, too, if you don't have an easy pass, it will be a little bit
more.
Right.
It will cost you 30 cents more.
Listen, that adds up, all right? Every time you go through, it does add up for sure. Trust me, I look at my easy pass statements. My commute to and from work adds up. All right, let's get into a little election.
And don't forget, you'll still have to slow down.
Right.
You're not whiz through. You still have to slow down to 20 miles. Like it, as if it was a construction zone.
Got it. All right.
Lynette, don't forget to do that.
Lynette Adams, producer at NBC, on with us right now. Lynette, let's get an election update. Do we want to do this to ourselves? I guess we should. Election update. Big news yesterday when it comes to the state of Arizona.
That's right. Well, NBC News projects Joe Biden won the state of Arizona, adding another 11 electoral college votes for a total of 290 mm-hmm. electoral votes to President Trump, 217.
Yes.
Wow.
And
he is the winner again.
But yes.
Again.
So what states still need to be projected? Georgia, right? Is that the last one?
Georgia, North Carolina, okay. Pennsylvania.
Right.
I think that's it.
That's for NBC, okay? Because again, it's they're all different, right? If you look at the AP,
right,
if you look
right.
at CNN, if you look at NBC, they're all different.
Right.
Okay. Yes, and obviously still, you know, President Trump's still fighting the good fight there when it comes to the recounts. And again, there has been zero proof of any of these allegations of fraud, but continuing to not concede the race to President-elect Joe Biden.
This is true. However, he has now said that he might consider Biden won the election, perhaps, and he will run again in 2024.
Wait, is it? Oh, this is new.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he says he probably won't concede.
Yeah.
But he probably will acknowledge he didn't win.
That possibly.
No,
maybe.
He probably won't do that either.
What is
he
that?
Will probably acknowledge that Biden will become the president in 2021. However, he is now saying that he will run for re-election in 2024.
Okay.
Yay.
Got it.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Yeah. All right, let's move on quickly to some other news. How about Chuck Schumer going to bat for the Red Wings? Obviously,
yes.
we heard earlier this week that the Wings and their affiliation with the Minnesota Twins has dissolved, no longer the farm team of the Twins. But Schumer going to bat. Put your headset back on, Breeze.
Yes.
Get it together.
He actually put in a call to the commissioner.
Oh, you did?
To Major League Baseball to ask them to speed up getting a major league affiliation for the Red Wings. How about that?
Oh, wow, yes. That is a game changer.
Well,
absolutely.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Lynette, but one of the worries was that there was no worry that the Red Wings wouldn't get affiliated with a team, but that maybe some of the juggling around of these different teams could potentially put them into, for lack of a better term, like a lower league, right? Because there's multiple levels
Correct.
Of minor leagues, and they wanted to say at the right. top that they could, because they're mm-hmm. as far as minor leagues go, they're in the highest one, aren't they?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Got it.
So that really was the concern. They didn't want to drop down to a lower rank.
Right. So it's what, single A, double A, triple A.
Right.
Got it,
right.
Got it. Okay. So we're
at the top.
So good to know that Senator Schumer is fighting. I'm going to say it again, the good fight for the
Dan
Rochester
Red Wings. The GM says he thinks he may have some news in
Ooh.
2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, so. 2 to 3 weeks. All right, there
Ooh.
We go.
And, we just talked to Danny Boy yesterday.
Had him on yesterday. Dear friend of the show.
Love him.
And let's wrap this up. Breeze,
yeah?
Do you want to talk about freedom?
Yeah.
Let's talk about freedom.
Let's talk about freedom.
Yes, freedom.
Freedom.
As in
the horse.
Right.
Returns to 490 today. That is exciting after it was vandalized over the summer. Somebody poured red paint all over Freedom.
Right.
And it was taken down, repaired by the original artist, and it is ready to go back. In fact, it will be going back today. And this horse, of course.
This horse, of course.
Is in honor of the victims of 9/11 and their families.
See what you did there.
Oh,
see what
good.
You did there.
We right. love that for Freedom.
Yeah, welcome back, Freedom, for sure.
I know.
I want to do a parade on 490 for Freedom.
You know, Freedom might have overtaken my favorite monument that's animal-related that's been vandalized. It was the Bear in Geneseo, and I think Freedom is now to the top of that list. Sorry, Bear
yeah.
in Geneseo. I'm sure someone will drive into you soon. All right, let's wrap it up. Lynn Adams from
You're awful, Corey.
People always drive into that bear. What?
I don't know why they seem to want to destroy our monuments in Rochester.
I don't understand. Jeez. I don't understand. All right, Lynn
Adams.
You know,
you can dress them up, but you can't take them out.
Yeah, seriously. Lynn Adams from News at NBC. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you again next Friday.
You are welcome, and have a positive weekend.
Gonna try.
Oh, just a reminder to
Throw
everyone.
Throw my phone out the window.
It is World Kindness Day, so just
yes,
so everybody
don't be
knows.
Kind.
There it is.
Corey and Breezy. Please
yeah,
be
especially,
kind.
Especially to us. Thank you, Lynette. We appreciate that. We'll talk to you Monday
See
or,
you guys.
Or Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.